Everybody, thanks for tuning in on this week's episode. And yes, it's the second episode this week because I'm getting back on schedule. So you'll apologize. If you're watching the video, my hair is a little waxadaisical. But on this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you about Bitcoin influencers and why that's so stupid. And then if you're focused on price, why that's a mistake, and share my thoughts on that. And then other things, but first of all, you should get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Go to bitbox.swiss/BitcoinMadeSimple. Use promo code BitcoinMadeSimple to get 5% off and get your coins off the exchange. Please, for the love of all that is holy, get your coins off the exchange before you're not allowed to. Easy, simple to use. You guys know it. I mean, a good number of you bought it. So if you were sitting here listening and you're like, I haven't bought one yet, you don't want to be one of the last ones to buy one. You know how I know? Because I get a little notification whenever the Bitcoin Made Simple promo code gets used. So I know you guys are buying them. And I mean, I it's not my company. They're just my sponsor. So, you know, shout out to you. And speaking of people that buy stuff, I mean, you guys buy the Movies Plus subscriptions using my promo code Corey, C-O-R-Y. I mean, seriously, hundreds, if not millions of people have used the promo code to sign up for Movies Plus, and I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I was going to say in the worst way possible, but I don't know if that really fits in this scenario. But anyways, onto the topics. It is a Friday night, so I have one of the last remaining summer ales of the year. I was actually going to see if Paul Malowitz wanted to do a Bitcoin and beers, but I'm so tired that there's no way I can even stay up much later than it is now. I would be a terrible conversationalist. And I can get into that a little bit as to why I'm exhausted. Which, by the way, if you're watching the video, I don't have headphones in today. And here's how dumb I am. Ever since probably, year and a half ago that I stopped doing interviews for podcasts, I kept putting the headphones in like a moron. And I just realized, I was like, well, if it's not an interview, why do I have headphones in? It's just one of those things that we do as humans, human nature, where we're just like, yeah, that's what I do. And I just do it. I mean, the headphones are always right there. You know, it's just natural. I just pick them up, put them on. But if you're one of the few, which this is a weird thing, and it doesn't bother me because I actually prefer. So get into this a little bit about the spread of the viewership and listenership. Like on YouTube, I upload it to YouTube, the episodes, just literally for the hell of it. I mean, if you're on Spotify, you can watch the video too. All other places that you watch or listen, you know, you can just listen. But on YouTube, like, I mean, I don't know. It gets like just a small fraction of the overall listenership. I don't know why that is. Maybe I need to do better at that. I don't know. But that gets into my other thinking. I mean, because seriously, on there, they probably get like 50 to 100 views, which is like, you know, nothing compared to the download. So I don't know. But that gives my other thought is that I like the fact that I just post these and like we're connected. Like we're just on this journey together. Because I don't share these. It's probably really, really bad marketing on my part. But I kind of like that it's like our little secret. You know, it's like, hey, this is like my little group. And like, we're all in a group together. And you guys are hearing my ideas. And occasionally you're, you know, hitting me up on, you know, social media about different things that I mention. And it's like, it's just kind of like this, like a speakeasy, I should almost change the podcast, like headline to be like, or like the tagline to be like the coolest Bitcoin podcast that nobody knows about. I mean, people obviously know about it because you guys listen, and I appreciate that. But yeah, it's really cool. Like I think I've posted an episode maybe once or twice in the past year where I've posted it anywhere and said, hey, here's an episode, go listen. And the listenership has stayed, if not maybe grown a little bit. So that's pretty cool. And it's all through the bear market too, which is really cool. Cause like you don't have people, you know, searching out and seeking out Bitcoin podcasts as much during the bear market. So I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. And that kind of gets into my topic of the Bitcoin influencers. And basically what I like, the note I made was like Bitcoin influencers and how chasing clout is being focused on the wrong thing. I guess really the main point of this episode is to be focused on the right thing. And you got to figure out for yourself what that is. But with the influencers, I like to say influencers. It's just a little like cringy to me. And this probably get me in some hot water with, you know, those people that would be influencers. And I'm not going to name names. It's just, you know, they know who they are. And if you're sitting there thinking, I'm not one of them, you probably aren't. If you're sitting there getting defensive saying, hey, are you talking about me? Man, probably am. But yeah, like I will name here, like, two people that I, or three people here, three, I'll give you three good examples of people, that you would think could be like influencers, but do not go heavy into the being a clout, like they're not clout chasers at all. They're the opposite of clout chasers. That would be Guy Swan, Preston Pish, and Daniel Prince. They're just like, you know, legit straight up Bitcoiners. You know, they're shooting straight. They're not in it for the clout. They keep a level head, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't mean if I didn't mention them that everyone else is one of these influencers. I'm just saying there is so much noise on Twitter. So much noise on Bitcoin Twitter. And it's like, there's still people like trying to, I don't really see it now. Cause like I just mute people. I'm like, oh, I can't. You know, and you're focused on the wrong thing. Like if you're trying to monetize your, you know, if you're trying to monetize your Bitcoin Twitter account, I mean, it just doesn't seem to be a wise decision. I thought about this, like we have, so this marketer that I've been working with, he was mentioning how like they got into e-commerce really early. And not really early, but with the social media aspect early-ish. And a big part of their drive to build their products was gathering social media accounts with large followings. And that was killing it for them. And then all of a sudden, all the social media platforms were like, hey, we don't want you buying and selling accounts anymore. And they cracked down on like the bots and everything like that. This was probably, I would imagine, around 2016, whenever like all that stuff was going on. And sure enough, it stopped them dead in their tracks for a minute. So yeah, you're putting all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, I mean, you guys probably know who I'm talking about, but it's just like, I feel for them. Cause I'm like, man, if their Twitter account got railroaded, I don't know what they do. Like, it seems that their Twitter account is apparently that important to them. And, you know, that, like, vital to their, you know, their livelihood. Or at least they hope it becomes their livelihood. I don't know. And I don't know. When I was thinking about this topic, I had to look, because people talk about, you know, like, that, like, you know, that there's people that know, like, to the number, or at least within a handful, what their Twitter following account is. And at one point I did care about that. But when I was thinking about this, talking about this, I'm like, wait a minute. It's like, how many do I have? And I was thinking it was like one number. Then I was thinking, actually, I already forget the number. I do. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I got, 3,365 followers. Woohoo. That's a huge, huge following. I'm joking. But yeah, they, you know, like, it's, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, in my head, I was like, oh, no, I think it's like 3,000, like, might be 3,100, could be 2,800. I don't know. And then I looked, and then literally within 30 minutes, I forgot the number. And it took a lot of, so I'm not, it sounds like I'm on a high horse right now, by the way. It sounds like I'm being really arrogant. Look at me, I'm so wonderful. What I'm trying to say is, I guess I started there where I was like, maybe I want to be a clout chaser. Or maybe I was being a clout chaser. I didn't even realize I was being a clout chaser. And it took a lot of work. I mean, this is at this point probably two plus years of actively getting, like, putting the brakes on trying to be an influencer, you know, or like trying to, like, avoid that siren. So now what my point in saying this is that it's hard work, but then you get there eventually, and you get there for the right reasons, and you're in Bitcoin for the right reasons, and in Bitcoin Twitter for the right reasons, because you're connecting with people, building things, and doing stuff like that. And, you know, the point being is that you should get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Go to bitbox.swift/BitcoinMadeSimple. Use promo code BitcoinMadeSimple to get 5% off. Now, the point being is that, you know, if you're putting all your eggs in one basket in anything in business, you're going to be in trouble. But also, you know, if you're focused on the wrong things, which could be being an influencer, or if you're focused on the wrong things like price, then you're going to miss out on everything else. You're going to miss other things. And those things are mainly opportunities, and they will pass you by, because you were focused on being an influencer, or you were focused so much on the price of Bitcoin and where it was going and how high it was going to be and how quick it was going to go high so that you could retire and live in your citadel and never have to work again in the fiat world. By the way, don't let me forget. I know, like, I'm saying this as if you can remind me of a really funny story of somebody that was telling me they're not into Bitcoin, and they'll never be. And it was really funny. So yeah, if you're focused on price too, which we're all guilty of, and this is something too, I'm not being on my high horse. I'm just saying it took me to not be focused on price. I'm going to say, then I'm like, I still do focus on it to a degree. Like, it's in my head a little bit. I probably check it a couple times a week. But to not be focused on it is really refreshing, first of all. And then, but it took a lot of time. It was like a year and a half, honestly. Let me think. I think it was like summer of 2022 where I was just like, ugh, like I gotta stop worrying about the price of Bitcoin. Like, what am I doing? I still care. Like, I was actually at that point already talking about, like, actively do not, you know, care about the price of Bitcoin. And I couldn't help it. And so now it's, you know, it still pops up in my head every once in a while. Like I said, a couple times a week where I'm like, hey, let me think about, oh, like, I wonder what the price of Bitcoin is. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm not trying to be like, hey, I'm on this high horse. Look at me. I'm so wonderful. I'm just saying that it's pretty damn evident on Bitcoin Twitter that some of y'all are too focused on the price still. Because it's like, I'll see these tweets and I'm like, that'll actually cause me to check the price. Where like people will be like, it's like Bitcoin is, you know, a uterus flying through space filled with coins. It's going to fix the world. And you're like, oh my God, like this must have like, you know, hit like 100K. Like what the hell happened based on like a couple tweets you see? And then you see it went up like $1,000. It's like, well, oh, okay. You know, it's just get out of the price, like F the price. If you're focused on the price, then you're in it for way too short. You're focused. If you're in it for the price, then you have the wrong time horizon. You got to lower your time preference, because that's where I was whenever I made the mental. I mean, I literally. And so I don't like do anything like leverage, and, you know, don't do leverage, nothing of that. None of this is financial advice, but don't do leverage. Don't do anything like that. Just buy, hold, put it in cold storage. Mine, if you can. But I mean, I was like laying there at night having a pretty damn hard time falling asleep, thinking about the price of Bitcoin. And worrying, it was a year and a half ago. It was like, that was whenever the price was getting pretty ugly, for the first time, like dipping down under 30, and you're like, oh my God. And I was like laying there, like blood pressure, blood, heart pumping, boom, 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 just like, and I was like, whoa, this is a problem. I'll admit at that point, I was not leveraged, but I was out over my skis. I had way too much into Bitcoin. And I needed to pull back. And then it was simultaneously happening that the business was, my Movies Plus was entering a rough period. And my eyes were open like, whoa, I really got to like reel it in here. Take a deep breath. I gotta get back in the right mindset. Sorry, I got a text. My wife texted me asking if I fell asleep putting one of our kids to bed. But I'm doing my super secret podcast. It's not a secret. She knows about it. You know what I mean? The secret between the podcast that nobody else knows about. She, my train of thought just got derailed. So it's just like a little out over my skis. And I had to pull it in because I'm like, wait, if I'm sweating the price that much, first of all, number one, I'll give you a little Chevy Chase here. Number one, I'm checking too much. B, I'm overextended. And C, or in three, I don't know. I didn't have a third one, but I needed to get the joke in. So point being is that it takes some time, but it's very freeing, and I'm at a moment now of, like, I feel like a little bit of clarity where I kind of feel lighter. Like, you know, the burden is lighter. And then, you know, it hopefully, but my, you know, and if you're too focused on that, you're not focusing on the things that are right in front of you. And there's different opportunities that have popped up for me that I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, these are things that when I was too stressed out, I wasn't seeing, you know, you're like, you're just hunkered down in your bunker and, you know, feel like you're just taking on water in your ship and you're, so anyways, that's just my little bit of advice, but, you know, and I appreciate, like, I've been a little behind on episodes. This actually catches me up. And I appreciate you guys being patient with me, but, it was like double-edged sword. I mean, you guys know about my mother-in-law, and I appreciate you guys all praying for her and, you know, anybody that's keeping her in her thoughts and prayers, her discomfort and pain is getting a little bit, worse. I mean, I can tell she doesn't really like to let on. So we just hope she's going to a nutritionist that hopefully the nutritionist will really, I mean, the nutritionist said himself, he was like, I had somebody who was given 1 month to live and they've been my patient for 10 years now. So, and I know you Bitcoiners, we all know that that is a big thing. Oh, before, and I will, I'm going to finish my thought on like where I've been, but I do the last thing. The thing I'll close with is the funny thing that somebody in a DM told me why they'd never be into Bitcoin. So anyways, given that I knew there was going to be some difficult times ahead, regardless of how, you know, in any way that this goes, I was like, okay, I gotta pull my focus here. So I had to do a couple things that would allow me to, not be able to go with the flow a little bit more. Like Movies Plus, obviously, is still my like main 100% focus and my full time job, basically. But I had to get to a position where I'd have more flexibility to be able to do things. You know, let's say I need some time off, or you know, honestly, like with like how bad things like this could get, like, do I just need a day? You know, sometimes you need that. But I knew, and then also my main focus was to be there and take care of my wife and, you know, be everything that she needs from me and my kids and, you know, everything. So it was a whirlwind of it's been about 6 weeks since we got the bad news, and I kind of snapped into focus. Like, I gotta fix this situation, because I was working so much, and I needed some of the load to come off of me. So we found a solution, and that burden has been lifted to a degree, and I'm endlessly grateful to my great partners that have helped that out. You know, help it get to this situation. But that, you know, has then led to where I'm, you know, where I'm at, running behind on episodes and stuff like that. And, you know, doing like a weekly sports show that goes on our Movies Plus, just for something, because I'm like, well, I talk about the NFL with people, might as well just record it and put it out there as a show. And then I started doing like a Steelers Twitter space every Wednesday with some fans, and now it's become like a thing. Like, we have former players coming on most weeks. It's just something different. So that's like Wednesdays. Mondays is the other one. You know, and then I've been trying to, my brother-in-law has been going through a you know, separation and everything like that. And he's got a young kid, and I was best man in their wedding. So I'm, you know, I mean, my brother-in-law is my wife's brother, but he's also like, we're like best friends in as well. And he was my business partner for a long time, and kind of working together again now. So it's like, I've been trying to make sure. It's like, first of all, I just like hanging out with them. But I'm like, I got to get over there, you know, and like, we got to hang out and, you know, just vent. We both got things to vent about. So, you know, it's just been all over the place. But I appreciate you guys being patient. The funny thing. So somebody texted or DM'd. Let me see if I can pull it up. So somebody that came in the Twitter space about the Steelers, and they seemed like a pretty cool person or whatever. And I said, like, hey, you know, we should connect outside of this, because just talking sports or whatever. And his reply was, one thing, I don't do Bitcoin. Which I was like, okay, like, and so I just said, no worries, you'll come around to it. And he said, haha, never. I'm anti-Bitcoin. I said, why is that? And he said, I don't, will not ever invest in any electronic currency. And I just started laughing. Because what do you think your bank account is? Do you think anybody, do you think your bank account, the number there, like some, there's the, that number of dollar bills just stacked in a little spot with your name on it? Like your reasoning was that you will not invest in an electronic currency? Like, oh my God. I just was like, I didn't want to be an ass and say that back to him. And I just gave a thumbs up, like, good for you, man. I know that's not the most evangelical way for me to go about things. I could be a better Bitcoiner and be evangelical about it. But I was just like, whoa. Like, Frank Caliendo doing Chris Berman. I've been doing that all day because I heard him doing the impression and it just keeps coming out of me. Nobody circles the wagons like the Bitcoin price. But yeah, I just was like, okay. Like, unless this guy lives in a world where just his currency is all gold coins, you know, but like, I won't ever invest in an electronic currency. And like, okay, was there electricity at the point of sale device at Target when you used your credit or debit card? When you check your bank account, is that with electricity, or do you go to the bank and have them print out a sheet? And also, if you print out that sheet, it's just a digit on a piece of paper. So what are you getting at here? That's why sometimes you just have to say to some people who are too far gone, beep, beep, you put too far gone. Yep, whoop. I'm not good at impressions, but I just can't stop. All day I was sitting there like playing stuff with my kids. Like, nobody circles the Hot Wheel wagon like Mario Kart. Because we were playing with the Mario Kart Hot Wheels. And then I realized my son must have thought I was being crazy. Because I'm sitting there, because then Frank Caliendo is doing a Jeff Goldblum impression. I am doing this thing where I'm paying attention to the time, and we're checking out what might happen with the price of Bitcoin. You know, and he kind of talks like that, and he's doing that whole thing like he was doing a joke about, like, if Jeff Goldblum was your voice on your GPS, it was like, you wanted to make the turn there, didn't you? But you didn't. So what we're going to do here is we're going to do a little square. That's what we're going to do. So those two things were in my head, and then I just like it kept coming out of me today, and I was sitting there doing like a Jeff Goldblum, like, yep, we're going to put the Hot Wheel track this way, and then we're going to turn it and make it look that way. My son's just looking at me like, Dad, you've got problems, which is true. I do. It's a Bitcoin problem. One problem I don't have is that I don't have my Bitcoin on the exchange because I use a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. So get yourself one of those, and I will talk to you guys next week.